Agriculture Minister Greg Murrow announced a $250,000 program piloted for 3 months at a healthcare facility in Halifax. Hello, Minister Murrow. Can you tell us a little bit about this new financial incentive?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. So we have ambitious goals when it comes to buying local. We want 20% of all money spent on food in this province to be on local food by 2030. So we've launched a new pilot project at Northwood, Halifax campus, one that puts more local food and beverages on the menu at Northwood and helps us reach our 20 by 30 goal. So during the pilot, Northwood can tap into the expertise of our procurement team and a network of producers and suppliers around the province, and they can earn incentives as well.
What other steps is the province taking to ensure that Nova Scotia is closer to that goal of 20% coming from local food sources by 2030?
Sure. So there's a number of things. Institutional procurement is certainly one. This pilot was a first step. We're happy to work with any other institutions that would like to take part in a similar pilot. We've reached out to some. Marketing is a big one, working with our major retailers. And we're in the midst of a food and beverage strategy survey that is online that we're encouraging Nova Scotians to find and fill out and let them know their priorities when it comes to local food.
Why is it important for the economy supporting local businesses and buying local?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a number of things, obviously. It helps our local producers, of course. It helps rural parts of the province, and there's obviously environmental benefits as well.
Can you share some of these environmental benefits?
Well, when we produce more food here at home, we save on trucking and transportation costs and those sorts of things, and we keep fresher food on our shelves longer.
Will this program be expanded to other places beside the Northwood residents?
Yeah, so we've set aside $250,000 for these pilot projects. Northwood is the largest long-term care facility in Atlantic Canada. So we're providing $25,000 there. So, you know, the funding will be based on the institution and the size and the needs and that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, just today, we've announced an additional $900,000 in dedicated funding to help get more locally grown and produced food into large-scale kitchens through new pilots, like the one we announced recently with Northwood. So we would invite any facility in the province, any institution, whether it be correctional services, education, advanced education, healthcare, any institution to reach out to us. We're happy to work with them. And we're also reaching out to institutions ourselves.
As we move into the new year in 2023, what is the primary goal that your department is working on, or what can we expect?
We're heading into a new 5-year agreement with the federal government, or a federal provincial territorial agreement called the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership. So these are bilateral programs joined with the federal government that will be launching April 1st. So we've done a lot of work listening to industry. We're in the process of preparing those programs, and we'll be ready to roll them out April 1st. And those will kind of set the course for the department and industry for the next 5 years in terms of how we can help.
Thank you so much, Minister. Is there anything else about this program that you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
No, just that we're very excited that this is the first, and we're starting off big. As I mentioned, we're starting with the biggest long-term care facility in Atlantic Canada. So we'll start there, and we'll look to others to join and help us reach our goal of 20 by 30. And when you speak of Dalhousie audience, I can't help but get a plug in. I'm a grad from 2003. So thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.